Tisham Shvius, Parakhes, Halachahe. Ain Noislin, you cannot take the money that you have that has Kedusha Shvius to it. And you can't give it, loyal buyer to a person who digs wells, and for water wells, for loyal bala, and not to someone who's heating up water for a bathhouse, for the sapra, not to a barber, for the sapra, not to someone running a boat. Can't give money with Kedusha Shvius to any of these things, because you can only use it for buying yourself food, for buying food, and none of these things are food purposes, and therefore you're not allowed to use the money with Kedusha Shvius for these things. But if you want to give it to the person who digs wells and you want to buy drinking water from them, that's fine, because water is considered a food use. For all of these people, you can give them a present. You can give them money with Kedusha Shvius. As long as you, and you say that you give them as a present, even though you know good and well that their services that they provided for you, they're not going to charge you for it, because they say, okay, that was a present also. But as long as you're not speaking out that you're giving one to pay for the other one, that's fine. Tanya Rabbi Yishimer. Rabbi Yishimer says, Aslo the Mavayar. He can't do it for the Mavayar, for the person they do well. Now, the Gemara at this point thinks, what he's saying is, you can never give it to the person digging the well. Excuse me, which means even if he's drinking water, you're still not allowed to give it to him. So, effectively, it seems Rabbi Yosi over here is the opposite of a different Rabbi Yosi that we have. Why? By the din of Maisha Sheni, he says that the money that has Kedusha from Maisha Sheni, you can't buy water and salt with it. And Rabbi Yosi says that you are allowed to buy water. So that's the price that says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yosi, and the gears of the mouthful is Rabbi Yosi Matz. Rabbi Yosi says actually you're allowed to do it. So you see that he considers the water to be a food item. And here he says what we think means that you're not allowed to buy water with it. So it seems to be a steer. Does Rabbi Yosi hold that water is considered a food use or not? Rabbi Yosi, this is not Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi of our mission. This is Rabbi Yosi, the Amor Rabbi Yosi says, Ma plegin, bishet tashmishay. What he's talking about is, Rabbi Yosi, when he says this, Aflo Mavayar means is you're not allowed to buy water for non-food use, for like washing things, for other non-food uses, of a bishtia, or if Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi agrees that you're allowed to use the water for shtia, and Haim and Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, who says at the end of the Mishnah that you're allowed to give to the buyer if you want to drink, for drinking water, that's Rabbi Yosi. So in fact, the Rabbi Yosi Achal of the buyer just means is, he's just saying the same din that we really have in our Mishnah, which is that you're not allowed to give to a person who digs for water for regular water uses, but if you want to give it to him for to buy drinking water from him, that's fine, and that's exactly, so he's saying exactly the same thing. Some people have this again, an Amor, another Amor who's giving a different answer. Our mission really goes according to everybody. And the difference is that our mission is talking about uses for people. So it says for drinking is okay, for non-drinking is not okay. And when the other mission we had about the training talks about water, it wasn't talking about the water was being given for people to drink. It said you can't use Maisa Sheni money for water meant with the Hema, that you can't use it to buy water to give to an animal. And on that case, even Rabbi Yosi agreed. Rabbi Yosi, that was the case Rabbi Yosi said that you can buy even for water for an animal is also okay for money of Maisa Sheni. But that water for people, everyone agrees you're allowed to do that. To me, we have a bunch of things like this. My children here, what happens if you have a well providing water for one city, and that water is also spills out of the city and heads, this fountain spills out to another city also. So Hein Vachem, it is a choice whether that water could either be used for us or for the people in a different city, but it's not going to be enough for both. It's only going to be enough for one of them. So Hein Chayvim Achirim, so the cities own uses come ahead of the people out of the city, and they're allowed to use all the water, not leaving any for the people out of the city. What happens if the choice is there's enough wood for us in this city, and there's also either going to be enough wood for other people in a different city, or for our own animals? So the din is achirim karim lebehemtan. The other people are entitled to the water first before our animals, the animals in the city. What happens? Kvisasam v'chayachem. What happens if the choice is between us having water? We have water. There's enough water for the people in our city, and there's enough left over either that we should have enough to do laundry, or we could give water for other people they should live on. Then is kvisas and chayim chayachirim. Our laundry comes ahead of the people living in other cities having drinking water. Who's the one who says that doing laundry is considered life threatening? It's crucial to life, and therefore when we say that our laundry comes before the other people's getting him drinking water is because this is considered keeping us alive. So he says, "Rabbi Yosi, it's Rabbi Yosi." The Tani, the one in the Mishnah, a nurse in the him law, the Mishnah of the visa. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to take maybe it's a price. You're not allowed to take perish shvias and use them for soaking flax and not for laundry. Rabbi Yosi, not to be kisa. Rabbi Yosi says you could use it for laundry, and that's because Rabbi Yosi holds that doing laundry is considered chai nefesh. It's considered crucial for people to live with, for some reason, whatever, we don't know, but for some reason that's so important to wash their clothing, and therefore, Rabbi Yosi is the same as the one who says in that price, that you're allowed to use your laundry comes ahead, washing your clothes comes ahead of the washing of the other people having what to drink. So, for the Gemara, Mechlef Hashitas and Rabbi Yosi, we have Rabbi Yosi Shita seems to be opposite of some places because Tamano and Ein Lechitz Chai Nefesh. There's a thing in Yisham doesn't bring this, but the Mefarshim brings that at the end of the term it says as follows: if a lady made a neder that she would not wash herself, then Rabbi Yosi says her husband can't be made for the neder. The husband can't undo the neder because he can only undo the darim that were made that are inner nefesh that are considered to be hurting their body, and this is not considered a neder of an inner nefesh when she says she won't wash herself. So over there he says rechitz is not chay nefesh. The kohen mer hakvisa chay nefesh. And here he's saying doing laundry is considered chay nefesh. Ramana, no, you're making a mistake. Other magago rechitz, a person can get by with washing. I mean, if he doesn't wash himself, that's not the end of the world, and that's not a chayin effort. But the other magagel the kfisa, but doing laundry, that's if I'm washing his clothes, is different. And the Gemara gives an explanation over there in the Dharma, a similar point, saying that if a person doesn't wash their body, then they'll be okay. But if they don't wash their clothing, then they can pick up different kinds of diseases and it can be dangerous. And therefore, that's why it's considered a chayin effort. So the Rabbeisi is not, there's no distinction between Rabbeisi and the two Rabbeisis. Because one is laundry and one is washing the body. Yehuda Ishchutzi, there's a man named Yehuda from this place, Chutzi. Ovid Tamir ben Rasa, he hid himself in a cave, Tosyon, for 3 days. Bola Nega Hadain time, he was trying to understand this din. How do we know this din that if there's enough water only for this city or for the next city, this city has precedence over the other city, and they're allowed to hold on to the water and not give it to the other people? So he sat for 3 days trying to figure this thing out by himself. Also, So he came, Rabbi Bechlafta met him when he was not hiding anymore, and Amalei, hey, have you seen, where were you? I hadn't seen you around in a couple of days. Amalei, all this time, I was hiding in a cave for 3 days, but I was trying to figure out the reason for this day, which is, how do we know that this people from this city are entitled before people from the next city? Chalif to called his son, Amalei, he said to son, "Agiv Kohen Taima, answer for this person. What's the reason for this day? Tell him how come the people in this city go ahead of the people in the other city?" A Malay, and he said to him, "It comes from a pasuk. Now the pasuk that's in printed here in the Yerushalmi is a pasuk from Yehoshua. But the Rambam learns a different pasuk, a very similar pasuk, and it says, he says." we say the pasuk uses is that the pasuk says you should have these six cities should be for Ari Miklat, and Sheish Ari Ela, the Achakach Mikvisha Sovet, and then the pasuk says what happened was that the Ari Miklat, let's talk about the Ari Miklat with the Aratzia Chodron. The Ari Miklat was set up that the inside of the city was primarily for the Roitzchim. The outside of the city, the fields around, were for the use of the Levium, who supported those cities, who lived in those cities also. So the Pasuk says, you should have these six cities, and then you should have the Mikrashah, implying that there's a difference, that the city part of it is has one thing. And then the Mikvash comes as a secondary din, and that implies to you that that there's an advantage of a city over its Mikvash, and of course a city over another city is the same thing. The other Pasuk is a Pasuk from Yeshua. The other version is to have a Pasuk from Yeshua, which makes a similar point. It separates between the cities and the Mikvash, as if to imply that the cities is one din, and the next city or another Mikvash is a different din. So he explained how we knew this din, Amalei. So now, Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta said to him, what caused it that you didn't know this then? How come you didn't know this then? You learn with your friends. And I was like, you're sitting hiding in a cave trying to figure this out. If you come learn with other people, you would know the answer to this then also, just like my son did.